KO4CEF Mobile.
TFW Mobile, good evening.
Good evening, Ken. How are you doing? How was work today?
Good. Nothing out of the ordinary. Everything went pretty smooth.
That's not bad, then. You got hump day over with and go?
Tom, I'm from 10 minutes out, 15 minutes out, maybe.
What was that?
And that I was only about 10, 15 minutes out from making it to the house. I've almost made it there. Well, I think we're going out to eat with my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law.
At least you don't have to worry about any cleanup or nothing tonight. What y'all got in mind to go out to eat? Sounds good.
Go over to the Mexican restaurant, El Matador.
It does sound good. I wouldn't mind some good old Mexican. I think we're having a hamburger helper stroganoff.
Be a good hamburger helper. I even thought substitute some deer meat for it and call it deer helper.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Shoot, I need to get me some deer meat. Dang, I ain't been hunting in years. I'm finally going to go Saturday, so we'll see if I see anything.
Find some. Just stay away from my backyard now, okay?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a problem. I'm going to have to drive all the way down Union, unfortunately.
I don't mind getting up early. It's just driving down there and sitting in a cold, dark woods, and that's like, man, that just, I get pretty cold.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. And it's supposed to be a little chilly Saturday morning, so I got to get all my thermals and stuff out and make sure they're all clean and ready to go. Like I said, it's probably been 3 years since they've even been out of the bag, so we'll see what we got and hopefully get it all washed.
Work out profitable for you.
One thing I'm not really looking forward to is putting diesel in the truck to drive there and back. It'll probably cost me $30 just to go to Union and back.
Right about that. They're saying it's getting ready to go up.
Yeah, I thought it might be coming down a little bit, like gas station near the house dropped, and I've seen a couple of them drop down, but I just drove by 290, and it was $5.21 a gallon for credit, and it was like $5.17 for debit or cash, so it ain't coming down enough.
It looks like that's about as low as it's going to get. They're saying that the price of oil is going to go up and stay up for a couple of years.
KP2A checks us.
Okay.
We're going up again.
Yeah, I think that's a new reality, unfortunately.
Article, their big plan is for the refineries to go ahead and stock up on some more and have more in reserve. Wouldn't you think if they had any more capability, they'd already be doing it?
Where are they getting the oil from? Are they taking it from our reserves again, or what?
Read the whole article, but that was part of the administration's plan was to get onto the refineries to make them put more diesel fuel in the reserves.
I think the refineries are maxed out as far as what they can handle.
Right on that. They won't let them. They won't let them build any new ones, and then it isn't worth my while to, invest in it if you're thinking about doing away with it, right?
Oh, exactly. I'm going to buy me a horse next year. I'm going to have a barn built in the back and have a horse ride around town on the horse.
Andrew.
You probably still have somebody complain about your carbon footprint. The fact that the horse puts off methane gas because, he passes gas. I'm sure there'd be something somebody'd say about it.
See what happens? If you can look at it another way, it is renewable energy. He'll eat this straw and put out some waste, which you can put in your garden and grow things. And yes, we all pass gas. So I'm surprised nobody complains about us. KB2A check says, go ahead.
I don't give no ideas now. I'm sure somebody's thought about it. I'm sure that's factored into our carbon footprint. How much we pass gas.
Worse, with the way the economy's going, we'd probably be down to bread and beans, and that's going to be worse for the carbon footprint.
Goodbye. Yeah, well, who knows? I mean, all you can do is what you can do, you know?
Yeah, you got that right. I did see an article, Target, they missed the mark because, you know, discretionary spending, people are buying less stuff and just focusing on what they need instead of buying the extras that they would want.
For FedEx guy today, and he said they asked him if he wanted to be furloughed for 90 days.
To pay.
I don't know. Maybe if you're furloughed, maybe you can draw unemployment or something. They just don't have the, they just don't have the freight to keep everybody busy.
Yeah, I think they even grounded a bunch of planes and canceled a lot of their international flights as well, on top of the domestic planes that they're putting in storage. That way they don't have to spend money to keep them up.
I don't have too much more to say about it. All I can say is you watch our economy just fold up.
All unemployed will be able to sit around and talk on the radio.
You got that right. I ain't gonna talk about politics. I'll let that one go. I'll let that thought go.
Oh, my only question would be, how are you gonna power that radio?
You're right about that. I guess I'll have to use a hand crank or something, right? But I made it to the subdivision. I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome rest of your day, and I'll catch you guys another time. KN4 TFW.
CFI radio check, please.
Go see. I'll be moving a little bit long.
That time. I got 4 PFI, K4 GSC. You loud and clear, loud and clear. Okay, this thing ain't been on since they brought it over on the boat, I think. It's down here in my shop, and I just turned it on to see if the moisture or something had gotten into it. I hadn't fired it up, and I don't know when. Appreciate it. KG4PFI. Clear.
That roundabout. I'm still here at KP2HXS.
I tell you what, every time I use this echo link, I'm not sure if it works right every time or not. I unkey, and I don't know whether you're keying over somebody or just randomly heard voices. I'm just like checking it to see if I'm still in the same channel or room or whatever it's called on this thing.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what the extra beep was. Okay, I didn't know if you were cross-banding or what. Okay, very good. Very good. Well, I'm here for another about 10 minutes. I'm just running down to a customer's house right now and got to check, see why the heat's not coming on right.
Yes, see. There's a HVAC guy in there. Well, let me get that call from you real quick.
It is Kilowatt Bravo number 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. I'm good on QRZ. My email is there if you wish to email me.
Name here is Patrick. It's funny, I heard you say you was going to a call. I'm sitting here studying for my APA exams tomorrow.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, I've had my EPA for years. I've been running business, since like 2004, about 18 years. I started with a company called Baker Distributing, who was a HVAC wholesaler down in Florida. And I stayed two years there, got my EPA, license, and went to work for a small company, and now I'm up here.
Hey, Roger. Well, I'm changing over from the law enforcement and security field over to HVAC. My brother did it some years ago, and now it's my turn.
Wow. Okay. Coming into it kind of late, huh?
I'd say 50 years old is kind of late, but it's real interesting to me. I like the science. I've had the best time of my life learning, going to school, and I should have done this 20 years ago, but I'm enjoying it to death, I have to be honest with you.
Are you going to do it to yourself, or are you going to go to work for somebody?
I'd like to go to work for somebody, and maybe do some apprentice work, but I think eventually I'd like to do, walk-ins, low-boy coolers, restaurant kind of stuff. you know, supermarket refrigeration racks and things like that, K4 GSC.
All right, we'll get right back to them, but just be careful what you ask for. That kind of work, restaurant work and that kind of stuff, you get phone calls all hours of the night, and you have to go out. I don't do a lot of commercial work. I do mainly residential. Start off, I mean, if I don't know what you know or don't know, but I would start off with maintenances and learn your way up from there.
I work at a hospital right now, and I'm actually transferring over to the from the clinical side to the maintenance section. So I'll get some practice before I get hired somewhere, K4 GSC.
Everything. I hope you do well. Where are you taking your, well, I don't want to take up too much of the time here. The other fellow is in here, the fellow coming in on EchoLink. Let's give him a chance. KB2HXS mobile. Go ahead.
No, y'all carry on. I'm just listening. I don't know how you do it. I couldn't do that field. I get the heebie-jeebies every time I go up under my house, and I couldn't imagine being up under there working on the air conditioner for any length of time. So, but y'all carry on. I'm just listening. I ain't got but a few more miles to the house. So.
Can I have this? Well, I can tell you some war stories kind of off the radio. Talking about going under a house and stuff. It gets a little tight under there. I actually had to have a friend of mine that had a little bit of a wake-up call going under a house, and I had to get out for a minute.
I kind of understand that. That's kind of why I want to go into commercial. I'm a little claustrophobic, to be quite honest with you, K4 GSC.
So much claustrophobic, but when it's really tight and I've got to crawl under ductwork and I get a squeeze between the ductwork and the ground, it gets a little scary sometimes because I'm not crazy about rats and mice and snakes and things like that. So you never know what can creep up on you underneath those houses, or spiders or anything.
It's value. On top of being a little claustrophobic for me. But, ever since we started studying, the commercial portion of it's really interested me. And, honestly, something that I like and I'm pretty good at, but not a lot of people in the field like to do, is I like low pressure stuff.
Okay, once again, good luck with that. I'm not really a refrigeration guy. It's just not my forte. You know, I like doing what I'm doing, repairing stuff and keeping people going without digging into their pockets too much.
I can't say any portion of it that, you know, we've covered in school so far really is really that I'm not interested in it. It's just I kind of gravitate more towards some things than others. I mean, you know, we all kind of have our own aptitudes and things. I mean, I'm really, really good at and interested in the electrical portion of it, but I also like the low pressure stuff as well too. So, I mean, it all goes together though. It's a bunch of different trades all wrapped up in one. I'm coming to find K4 GSC.
You gotta do what makes you happy. You know, like I'm happy doing residential. You're happy doing commercial. And hey, that's, you know, that's your forte, and that's not my forte. You're right. You gotta find your own path.
Glad to hear you on here. I'm lucky enough to have a few people I can bend their ear from time to time to get some advice, so I'll add you to the list. K4 GSC.
Yeah, I reside in Greer. And like I say, my email is good on QRZ if you're a member of QRZ, or if you hook up with one of the other guys that have my number, you know, I don't like putting my number out on the air, especially because of what I do.
Yeah, Roger, I'm on QRZ as well. I'll check you out here in a little bit.
I'm going to try and make it home for the sideband net on 3915. I check in on the HF net. I try anyway. So, I don't know, do you do any kind of HF work, or you just pretty much VHF, UHF?
Right now I'm limited to UHF, VHF. I've got my general, but...
Yeah, I haven't gone down the road of getting my extra just yet. I've had my general since, like, 2000, something like that. I've been a licensed ham since 1989.
My ticket in 2000, and I upgraded, I think, maybe 3-4 years ago. So, I'm just, you know, you do what you can as finances allow, that kind of thing. So, but, and that's another added benefit of going to school is now a lot of the math in the general section, it makes sense to me, whereas it didn't before, K4GSC.
Glad you were able to take care of that. Yeah, I did my license back in the day when I had to do my 5 words a minute code, my code for my general, and now that's all gone. I'm like, oh boy, now what? They added more questions. I got, one of these days I'll get the book for the extra, and I'll get the extra.
Yeah, I did. I bought a extra class book, didn't pay attention, and they changed the test pool right after that, so I got to get another book now, K4GSC.
Or KF4, I'm missing it.
Is Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie. Easy way to remember that is Kilo 4, Greenville, South Carolina. I'm in the Travels Rest area.
Oh, okay, cool. Excellent. Well, I'm going to let you go. I got about 2 minutes to go to my customer's house here, and I'm on 101 South. So I got to keep an eye out. I got to turn off before I get somebody up my butt.
Be careful over there. I've worked over at BMW for about 7 years, and it's always dicey getting through that area, getting in and out of that plant, and you can get creamed quick. Anyway, 73C, pleasure to meet you, K4GSC.
All right, sir. K4GSC, KB2HXS, and name here is Dave. I don't know if I said that or not. Have a good night. I'll be back in here shortly, hopefully not too long. Hopefully it's just a minor issue.
I'll be sitting here by the radio studying. So I got this test tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. So 73, Steve.
We'll talk to you later. KB2HXS will be clear.